Good morning, and welcome to Simply Startups. It's Monday, May 6th. On today's show, a startup raises $13 million for real-time AI ultrasound analysis, while Richmond startup Shera expands into Nova with a personal assistant service for moms. Plus, Resimi cooks up a move to New York City in search of U.S. growth. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Startups. I apologize for the confusion, but the closing sentence provided is incomplete, making it difficult to generate a coherent transition to the next topic about the medtech startup iSAP and their AI-powered solution for point-of-care ultrasound scans. If you could please provide the full closing sentence, I would be happy to assist in creating a smooth transition between the two subjects.
POCAD leverages deep learning AI to rapidly analyze ultrasound scans, even low-quality ones, and provides physicians with two key pieces of information. First, it generates an urgency score that conveys the severity of any findings in the scan. This helps doctors quickly triage patients based on the criticality of their condition. Second, POCAD assesses the quality of the ultrasound images themselves and provides a score. This is important because poor scan quality can lead to missed or incorrect diagnoses. By accounting for image quality, POCAD aims to provide accurate analysis across a range of scenarios.
And this has the potential to significantly speed up diagnosis and treatment times, especially in underserved areas. Correct? What has the company said about the impact of this technology?
Absolutely. iSAP's CEO, Roni Attali, highlighted that in many cases, obtaining a timely and accurate ultrasound diagnosis can be a matter of life and death. However, patients often have to wait up to a month for scan results, which Attali called a global health crisis. This problem is especially acute in rural or resource-constrained areas, disproportionately impacting disadvantaged populations. By enabling near-instant ultrasound analysis at the point of care without the need for an expert, POCAD could help close this diagnosis gap and ensure critical conditions are caught and treated much earlier.
It certainly sounds like a potential game-changer for patient care in a variety of settings. Who else is backing this technology, and what have they said about its significance?
Interestingly, the head of iSAP's strategic board is Tamir Pardo, the former chief of Israel's national intelligence agency, Mossad. Pardo called POCAD a paradigm shift that could save countless lives, and said the mission was compelling enough for him to make it his own. He sees this seed funding as a crucial milestone in scaling the technology to improve patient outcomes around the world. The ability to make expert-level diagnoses on demand, anywhere, anytime, is a powerful proposition.
It will certainly be exciting to watch this technology develop and hopefully expand access to rapid, quality ultrasound diagnostics. Thank you for the insights and analysis. Shifting gears now to a story about expanding access of a different kind. A Richmond-based startup called Shera is expanding its services to help working moms in Northern Virginia by connecting them with personal assistants to handle errands and parenting tasks. Shera has just launched in Alexandria, marking its first formal out-of-town market since starting in 2022. For more on this, we're joined by Simply Startups correspondent Michael. Nearly 2 years into the business, what prompted Shera to expand now into a larger market like Alexandria?
Founder Kristen Richardson says after 19 months of operations, the company has a better understanding of who its primary customer is, mainly female attorneys and physicians from two-income households with young children. Richardson, a mother of two herself, recognized that juggling big careers with kids and home responsibilities often pushes families to a breaking point, especially once a second child arrives. So Shera aims to provide critical support by allowing its customers to outsource some of their household management tasks to a team of contracted personal assistants.
And how does Shera differentiate itself from other personal assistant services out there?
A key aspect is that Shera utilizes local contractors who are parents themselves, mostly stay-at-home moms. Richardson believes their lived experience of parenthood allows them to better understand and serve the needs of Shera's clients. The assistants can help both remotely and in person, handling everything from ordering birthday cakes and finding babysitters to scheduling doctor's appointments. Having people on the ground to actually run errands is an important part of Shara's model.
So, what does a Shara membership entail, and how much does the service cost?
A basic membership starts at $100 per month, which covers access to the platform. Customers are then charged $1 per minute for the time it takes an assistant to complete each task. There's also an annual membership option for $1,200 that includes one free hour of support each month. With nearly 100 customers currently, the majority in the Richmond area, Shara is now profitable and looking to raise $1 million in June to fund further expansion throughout the DC region.
Thanks for that report on Shara's unique business model, Michael. Shifting gears to another startup story, Melbourne-based recipe-sharing company Recipe has made the move to New York City as it looks to expand in the massive U.S. market. The company, co-founded by sisters Christine and Ivy Nguyen, along with their friend Will Kent, allows users to import, share, and save recipes all in one app. For more on this, we're joined by our startup correspondent. So what prompted Recipe to make this big move across the Pacific?
The U.S. market already accounts for over 75% of Recipe's users and revenue, so setting up a base in New York City will allow the founding team to focus their efforts on further growth in that key market. As you mentioned, the app is free to download but offers premium features for power users through a paid subscription. Moving to the U.S. is part of the company's strategy to double down on acquiring American users who they say have stronger retention and a higher willingness to pay for the service compared to other markets.
It sounds like Recipe has seen some impressive growth recently. What kind of traction has the startup gained so far?
Recipe has definitely been on an upward trajectory. In the span of just 12 months last year, they grew their user base from 20,000 to 400,000. And as of late 2023, the company reported annual recurring revenue of $60,000 from its paying subscribers. This comes after Recipe raised a $500,000 pre-seed round from investors including the Alice Anderson Fund, Even Capital, and Tractor Ventures co-founder Jody Immam.
New York City has become a popular destination for Australian startups looking to expand internationally. How does Recipe plan to follow in the footsteps of other Aussie companies that have made a similar move?
The founding team is definitely hoping to replicate the success of other Australian-born startups that have put down roots in New York, such as Export 360. By being on the ground in the U.S., they'll be able to build closer relationships with American users, partners, and investors. It will also make it easier to tailor the product and marketing to fit the specific needs and preferences of that market. Ultimately, the goal is for Recipe to become the go-to platform for cooks in the U.S. to manage all their recipes.
Thanks for the update on that Aussie startup taking on the American market, David. Speaking of startups facing challenges, a tea company in India has landed in hot water after appearing on the reality TV show Shark Tank India. Dorji Teas secured investments totaling 30 lakh rupees for 15% equity on the show last year. But now, the company says it has been served with a legal notice from Sony Pictures Networks India, which produces the show, for using clips from their own pitch in YouTube and Facebook ads. For more on this, we're joined by Simply Startups correspondent Bella. So this is an interesting situation. A startup gets valuable exposure and funding from Shark Tank, but then gets in trouble for trying to capitalize on that exposure?
That's right, David. Dorje Teas co-founder Sparsh Agarwal took to LinkedIn to disclose the legal notice, saying Sony has cracked down on every startup that appeared on Shark Tank India for using clips in their marketing. Agarwal argues that these startups are actually giving free publicity to the Shark Tank India brand by boosting the show's content. He called it a bad business decision that goes against the ethos of promoting small startups and building a new India.
I imagine Sony sees it differently, though. What's their justification for these legal notices?
Well, some have pointed out that Sony's actions, while frustrating for the startups, are technically justifiable. One content strategist noted that in this context, the startups themselves are the content, and by posting clips on their own social media, they may be diverting traffic away from Sony's channels. The startups likely signed agreements giving Sony the rights to the content in perpetuity. So from Sony's perspective, they're spending crores of rupees to produce a show that promotes these brands, and they want to protect their intellectual property.
It does seem like the startups are trying to have their cake and eat it too, leveraging their Shark Tank appearance for marketing while avoiding the restrictions that come with being part of Sony's content. Have any of the other entrepreneurs spoken out?
Agarwal mentioned several other startups like Skippy Ice Pops, Perfora Power Tools, Wakao Foods, and others that he says have also been targeted by Sony's legal team. But so far, he seems to be the only one to go public with his grievances. It will be interesting to see if this impacts future seasons of Shark Tank India and entrepreneurs' eagerness to appear on the show.
It's a good point that while the publicity from these shows can be a huge boost for startups, they're also ceding some control of their story and intellectual property. Thanks for the insights, Bella. And that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Startups. We'll see you back here tomorrow.